文英文我们一起读。
You can read out in English.
耶稣站在格里撒勒湖边，众人拥挤他，要听神的道。他见有两只船弯在湖边，打鱼的人却离开船洗网去了。有一只船是西门的，耶稣就上去把它乘稍微离岸，就坐下从船上教训众人。讲完了，对西门说，把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。西门说，夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。他们下了网，就圈住许多鱼，网险些裂开，便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助。他们就来把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去。西门彼得看见，就匍匐在耶稣膝前说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。他和同一前在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼。他的伙伴西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说，不要怕，从今以后你要得人。他们把两只船摆设岸，就撇下所有跟从了耶稣。我们再读彼得前书第三章。
Let us also turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
我们只读15节的前面一段，前面就是第一句，也是今天的题目。
We'll only read the first part of verse 15, which is also the topic for today's sermon.
只要心里尊主基督为圣。我们再读哥罗西书第二章第六节，也是今年的我们教会的主题。
We'll also read Colossians chapter 2, verse 6, which is the theme for this year for our church.
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行。我们一起低头再有些祷告。
Let us bow our heads for prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们实在是感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we give you thanks.
实在靠着你的宝血，我们仍然来到主你施恩的宝座前。
By your precious blood, we can come near your throne.
我们感谢你赐下你自己的恩膏。
We thank you for giving us your holy anointing.
住在每一个信靠主你的人的心里面。
And you dwell in the heart of everyone who believes in you.
求你今天的恩膏也是来恩膏这里的每一颗心。
May you also anoint every heart here today.
让每一颗心向你是敞开的。
Let every heart be open to you.
让你的恩膏也是来滋润每一颗心。
And may your anointing also nurture every heart.
让我们能够在同感一灵里面能够来尊你为圣。
So that in one spirit we will sanctify you as our Lord.
再把为你做出口的、为你翻译的，也都恭敬仰望在主你的手上。
We submit those who speak for you and translate for you into your hands.
愿你把你的话语再来赏赐给我们。
May you give us your word.
我们知道离了你，我们实在是不能做什么。
For apart from you, we can do nothing.
也帮助我们。让我们能够小心翼翼，也能把荣耀颂赞都归给你。
So help us to carefully give all the praise and glory to you.
我们这样的祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们知道我们今年的主题是讲到遵主而行。
We already know this year our theme is to live in Jesus.
怎么这个啊，遵主而行的那个遵，中文很有意思。
And in the Chinese translation, it says respect Jesus and walk in Him. So that word respect is very interesting.
忘了，应该拿一块板，因为有些不会写看这个字的一些弟兄姊妹，得看一下。我们知道那个遵主而行，那个遵中文是吧，是一个遵，然后再有一个走之底，是吧？
I hope I have a whiteboard here. I can write the Chinese letter. So that word, that Chinese word for respect is there's a
一个遵。
The left part means walking.
啊，他那个遵实际上是尊重是吧？尊 honor。
So that word means revere, reverence, or respect.
然后呢？但它还有一个走之底是吧
？But that Chinese character has a part which means to walk.
呀，或者是做是吧
？Or to do.
所以它那个遵主而行，那个遵字是讲到说，它是你就是你做，但是你要从心里面这样的来做出来。
So that Chinese character for reverence means that you revere, but it's out of your heart.
Yeah, 所以就是是从里面先有一个尊重，先有一个尊敬，然后呢，你再去做，
so,
然后再去行。
So first you have the reverence from the bottom of your heart, then you can walk, and then you can do.
所以我觉得这个尊字正好是把这个尊主而行的那个内涵，它是讲出来。
So really, this Chinese character has given the essence of the true reverence of the Lord.
他也是讲到像圣经的那个原则，是吧？他是从里面，然后再到外面。
And this is also a biblical principle, which is you have to do everything from your heart, inside out.
然后也是真的是我们接受了主耶稣基督，在我们心里面，你要把它这样的活出来。
And now you have received Jesus Christ into your heart, and now it's our turn to live Him out.
要是没有里面的那个尊，是吧？那个尊重、尊敬。
If you do not have the reverence of the Lord in your heart,
那个行出来呢，就不是那个尊行。
And then what you do cannot be a good, a reverent behavior.
就是。所以很多时候我们做可能是啊这个不得已的这样做。
Sometimes we do it with reluctance.
或者我们是好像给那个啊逼着做。
We felt we were forced to do.
或者说我们哎呀为了一些面子上的事情我们要做一下。
Or something that we just do to look good.
但是他这里却是说是要教我们要尊主而行。
But here,It teaches to revere our Lord and walk in Him.
所以那时候我们一年的这样的一个主题。所以我当我在思想这样一句话，怎么样能够真正是做到这个遵主而行的时候
？And so when I'm really thinking about this year's theme, how we can achieve this to revere the Lord and walk in Him.
所以彼得前书的这句话就在里面浮现出来。他就讲到彼得是教导我们，他说心里尊主基督为圣。
And this word in 1 Peter came to me, and it says that sanctify Christ as the Lord in your heart.
当我在思想这一句话，他说是尊主基督为圣的时候，真的我发现这句话实际上是很丰富的一句话。
And when I give more thought to this verse, I find it really has rich meaning.
这句话可以说让我思想的时候还觉得它能够把彼得前后书彼得要讲的那个中心思想还是能够概括总结起来。
And in that single words, you can really see the theme of the 1 Peter and 2 Peter.
因为我们知道彼得前书里面他就讲到他是写给谁的呢？他就在彼得前书第一章第二节那里，他就讲到他是写给那些造父的先见 被拣选，然后他就说是借着圣灵成圣，然后以致顺服耶稣基督而蒙他血所洒的人。
So the recipient of these two letters, as Peter has pointed out in the beginning of 1 Peter, it says it has been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, and also through the sanctifying work of Spirit, obedience to Jesus Christ, and sprinkling by His blood.
特别讲到他是借着圣灵成圣的，这样。
Here, especially it mentions through the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit.
你知道彼得前后书有一个中心，他是讲到是一个魂的救恩。
So the theme of the 1st Peter and 2nd Peter, these two letters, is the salvation of our soul.
就像在彼得前书第一章第九节那里所讲到，他说是你们这既你们得着信心的果效，那个就是魂的救恩。
As it mentioned in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 9, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
我们知道这个信心的果效，然后就是一个魂的救恩。
And we know that the goal of our faith is to receive the salvation of our souls.
然后是借着圣灵成圣。
And this is done through the sanctifying work of Holy Spirit.
这里是讲的，它里面彼得前后书的中心也是讲，那你是讲到是一个因信成圣。
So the again the theme of the 1st Peter and 2nd Peter is to be sanctification through faith.
所以彼得他就特别在三章十五节那里，他就讲到说要心里尊主耶稣基督。
And that's why Peter mentioned in chapter 3 verse 15, sanctify Christ as the Lord in your heart.
而且心里尊主耶稣基督为圣这句话，也可以把彼得的一生能够把它概括起来。
And also, this word can actually summarize Peter's life's experience.
那这些我们会后面会提到一些。
And we will mention more about that later.
这也是彼得他一生要学的，他所学到的这样的一个功课。
And this is the lesson that Peter learned.All his life.
我们知道彼得前后书是在彼得他生命很后期的时候他所写的。
And we knew that these two letters, 1 Peter and 2 Peter, was written by Peter near the end of his life.
在他一生里面，他真的是学到了这个功课。
And through all his life, he finally learned the lesson.
你知道，这也是神让我们每一个基督徒要学的一个功课。
And the same lesson God will want every one of us to learn.
而且是让我们也是要一生来学这样的功课。
And we also have to learn it through our whole life, throughout our life.
实在是愿圣灵能够把这句话能够在我们心里能够打开。
May the Holy Spirit open this word in our heart.
能够深深的能够把这句话刻在我们的心里面。
So that these words can be inscribed in our heart.
也能够领我们能够真实的进入这句话那个属灵的实际。
And also he will lead us into the spiritual reality of these words.
让我们能够真的是心里尊主基督为圣。
So that we can truly sanctify Christ as our Lord in our hearts.
也能够尊他而行。
And we will also revere and walk in him.
这句话是很丰富，是很要求也是很高。
And this verse has set a pretty high standard.
但其实有一个起点，那个起点就是我们要尊重，我们要尊敬主耶稣。
But it also gives us a starting point, which is from our heart, we first revere our Lord.
我想我是做老师的，然后现在就慢慢。也不是说慢慢了，就是到美国来就觉得好像，哎呀，学生好像没有很尊重老师。
You know my profession, I teach in university, and here in America, I felt the culture is the students really do not respect the teachers too much.
前一阵子我岳母也跟我在这挺长的一段时间。
And not long ago, my mother-in-law came. She stayed with us for a while.
他慢慢也发现好像在美国长大的那个孙子孙女好像孩子对老人家也没有那么尊重。
And she also felt that children raised in American culture really do not revere the grandparents or parents too much.
现在我们做父母的也是了，孩子大了啊，我们也不说这个了。
I felt that it's probably even the same for the parents and the children, but we'll not go too deep into that.
前一阵子我女儿去一个那个教堂里面上一个什么那个一个课。
Recently,
就是一种学习作文的那课。
Recently, my daughter went to a class to learn.
一个美国教会。
Oh, a church offered class about
writing.
Writing class, okay.
然后那个教会呢有一些 flyer, 然后我就随便拿一张来看看。
So while she was having lessons, I read some flyers. I was reading those flyers at the church.
然后他们就有讲到，哎，他们有一些那个 marriage。婚姻的那个讲座。
Oh, and they said they have some of the flyers I read. They have a marriage workshop.
Yeah. 来，他那个题目对我挺吸引。他那个题目他就说这个husband to wife 就是先生对妻子。
One of the topic interests me a lot, which is the relationship between husband and wife.
他说先生对妻子。
Actually, is how husband should treat wife.
No, 是 husband to wife.
Husband to wife.
然后他就提了一个字，叫做 unconditional love.
And there it mentions that
就是无条件的
unconditional love.
这是圣经教的了，是吧？我们要先生要爱妻子，然后他特别讲的是无条件的爱。
And this is also what the Bible taught teaches us that husband love the wife.
这个呢，我们就是经常会听也会讲的，但他第二点，哎，我好像对我有点启发。他第二点，他就说 wife to husband。
The first that you may have heard a lot, but the second I also noticed this is about wife to husband。
但他也是一个，他是一个 unconditional respect。
And it says that with unconditional respect。
他说是无条件的尊重。
And it's so here the respect is also unconditional.
哎，我在想，哎，圣经不是讲这个是无条件的顺服吗？
Oh, I thought the Bible mentions that there is unconditional obedience.
Submissive. Yeah, submission. 哎，但这个我觉得可能这个无条件的顺服实在是做不到。
So I thought maybe this unconditional submission is out of the question.
哎，最近那个英国王子，那个 William 王子跟那个 Kate 是吧 ，Middleton 他们结婚，他宣誓的时候，他也把那个宣誓词以前都是要无条件的顺服，现在也改成无条件的。尊重。
And we also know that when Kate Middleton, when she wed Prince William, she also changed that word unconditional submission to unconditional respect.
Yeah. 哎，我就想到，哎，这个其实冯师母给我们做一个很好的榜样。
But I think Mrs. Brand has said.
我想认识冯师母、冯牧师十几年，经常也跟他们。在他们家呆呆吃饭，跟他们有些交通。
So I've been.
冯师母都是这个。
I've been, you know, in their house for various activities in the past 10 years, and I saw that Mrs. Stone is always very respectful to Pastor Bone.
但真的，哎，但有的时候我就在想，哎，我就想到圣经里面就讲到，哎，确实。耶稣在他家乡的时候，他反而是没有受到他家乡的那些人的那个尊重跟悦纳。
So when I thought about how Jesus was treated in his hometown, we know that he was not accepted and respected there.
然后在路加福音第四章那里讲到说，然后就讲到耶稣就只好自己讲，他说先知在自己的家乡是。不被悦纳的。
And Jesus himself said that no prophets was accepted in his hometown.
哎，他们听到了， 这个耶稣做的行神迹，然后也听到了他的话。
They heard Jesus' words and they saw the miracles that he performed.
他们称赞他。
And they then speak well of him.
然后他也稀奇他手口中所出的恩言。
And they were also amazed by the gracious words he told.
但他们却不尊重他。
But they do not really respect him.
也不接受他。
And they did not accept him.
甚至要把他赶出去，赶到城外。
Even to the degree they drove him out of town.
然后要把他的城是在那个山里面，山崖上，他甚至要把他推下山崖，要把他杀了。
And this town Nazareth was built on the top of a hill, so they took him to the brow of the hill and want to push him off the cliff.
所以我在想，哎，真的是一个人，他怎么会得到另外一个人的尊重？
So how can a person be respected by others?
真的，同样，我们也想，真的是认识，我们知道是要真实的，而且切身的来认识那个人，那么我们才会去尊重他。
So I think to truly respect a person, you must truly know a person inside out.
那同样也是，那认识耶稣，我们要尊重他，那我们也是要认识他，那么我们才会尊重他。
So for us to revere our Lord, we first have to know him well.
那难道耶稣家乡的人这个不认识耶稣吗？
So how can Jesus, how can the people of his hometown not know him?
他们都是看着那个耶稣长大的。
And we can say they saw him growing up.
我看到很多那个年轻，就是他们可能昨天参加完那个 graduation party.
I know that yesterday evening there is a graduation party.
从某种意义上讲，我们也都看着他们长大的，从小，然后现在长大了要离开我们，也有一些可能回来了。
To a certain degree, we can also say we saw these kids grow up in front of our eyes.
那他们家乡的人也是，那难道他们不认识耶稣吗？
So these fellows in Jesus' hometown, they should also know Jesus.
所以保罗他在总结他们的认识的时候，他讲了一句话，他说犹太人的认识，他说他以前也是这样认识的，那是在哥林多后书第五章十六节，他说他是凭着外貌来认识耶稣。
So Paul gave us a summary of how these people, including him, Paul himself, how they know Jesus. He said they knew him only by his appearance.
或者也by 他们肉身，by 他们 flesh.
By the flesh.
来认识耶稣。
对， so they know him by flesh.
真的是从外面看，从我们肉身来看，我们知道耶稣也是啊，跟我们一样是人。
By flesh, we think Jesus just like us, a man.
但是当保罗他遇见了主
，But when Paul met the Lord，
他就说从今不再这样来认识他，认识主耶稣。
Then Paul said, "From now on, I will not know the Lord in this fashion anymore."
他知道他遇见了主，他知道神是乐意将他的儿子向我们来启示。
Now that he met the Lord, he knew that the Lord is willing to reveal his Son in our heart.
然后他就认识到基督他是神，他也是主。
And he knew that Jesus Christ, he is God, and he is our Lord.
他也认识到耶稣他是那无罪的。
And he knew now that Jesus has no sin.
真是愿神也是来开我们这样的眼睛。但是你还没有认识他，主啊，真是愿神能够来开启我们里面的眼睛，让我们能够来真实的来认识他。
So may God open our inner eyes so we can truly know our Lord.
那我们知道彼得的劝勉，他是心里尊主基督为圣，这个是比尊重尊敬要深要高的。
So that we know in Peter's exhortation, he said to sanctify Christ as Lord in our hearts. This is more than just revere the Lord.
那什么是圣呢?
What is sanctifying?
这个圣是吧？中文的那个圣就是圣 holy.
But what is holiness?
Holiness, yeah. 起码它会有两个意思。
And it has at least two meanings.
从一个中文它讲到这是一个神圣的中文很多时候讲。
In Chinese, we can say the first part of it is
神圣呢它讲到它是跟神是有关的。
And this has to do with God himself.
真的你认识圣经所讲的这一位神吗?
Do you truly know the God that the Bible tells us.
您知道圣经一开始他就讲起初神创造天地。
We know that the Bible tells us in the beginning God created heaven and earth.
那讲到我们的神是一位创造宇宙万物的神。
So he's the creator of the whole universe.
他是那大有能力的神。
He's a powerful God.
我想很多时候我们听到龙卷风我们并不是很害怕。
Sometimes when we heard about tornadoes, we're not scared.
但可能起码我自己是这样。上星期三我听到龙卷风我害怕。
But last Wednesday, I heard the word tornado, I'm frightened. I was frightened.
我们都知道上星期天在周普林离我们这不远那个龙卷风把那个城然后从它的南边经过，然后很多灾难发生。
And we know that just last Sunday, not far from here, in the town of Joplin, the tornado put a lot of damage to the south side of the town.
所以那星期三的时候，这个听到 tornado 的时候，我在办公室，那我们就乖乖的下到地下室去。
So last Wednesday, when I heard the siren, all of us rushed to the basement.
然后我小孩告诉我，他在小学，老师也带他到 basement， 他们每个人都蹲在地下头这样。
And my daughter told me in the school that the teacher led all the kids to the basement and they all bent down and covered their head.
我邻居是开餐馆，他没有那个 basement， 他们就说他们就躲到厕所那里去，那里最安全。
My neighbor, he owns a restaurant, but his restaurant doesn't have a basement, so they have to hide in the bathroom.
然后在我们学校有一个老师听到了那个警报，然后他还没下课。
But one of my fellow,
okay, 就没让学生下去，下到 basement.
One of my fellow teachers in the university, when he heard the siren, he did not send the students to the basement.
然后呢？也不知道电视台哪里知道这消息，然后就采访那个学生。
And then the journalist from the TV station, then they interviewed some of the students.
我不知道你们有没有看到这个电视。
I don't know if you saw the news.
我是没看的，但是这个我们的 dean 那个院长就很恼怒，发了一个 email 说：“你们老师不能这样。
”And actually, the dean of our school, he was very furious because that teacher.Did not send the students to the basement.
我们知道，真的是主要来的日子近。
And we know that the coming of the Lord is near.
当神要来，我们知道，好像最近很多很多的灾难。
You have heard a lot of the disaster catastrophe lately.
到回来的路上。来教会的路上，哎，经过那你看到一个路牌，那路牌就写着 Maranatha Academy.
Actually, on my way here to the church, I passed a big sign by the highway. It says Maranatha Academy.
我们知道那个 Maranatha 是讲到主要再来。
And the word Maranatha means the Lord will come.
真的是我们，让我们真的是心里要尊主为圣，能够来预备，我们来等候。
So let us prepare our heart to wait on Him, to sanctify Him as our Lord.
我们知道主要来是要有很多 审判，有审判那些事情要发生。
And we know that when the Lord comes, there will be judgment.
我们也知道，当神显明他的大能的时候，我们心里不能不敬畏的，不能不尊敬的。
And we know that when God reveals His mighty deeds, we will revere Him.
但感谢主，我们现在还是在这恩典的时代里面。
We thank the Lord. Today we still live in the age of grace.
但是还有机会。
And we still have opportunities.
但是还没有信的，真的是愿你今天能够抓紧、抓住这样的今天。
If you have not believed in Jesus, take this opportunity today. Don't let it go.
你知道，在恩典的时代，神好像是隐藏，神隐藏。
Oh, in the age of grace, it seems that God is hidden.
所以主耶稣他在教导这个门徒祷告的时候，他就讲到祷告的第一句话，像今天咱们唱歌你们都很熟，他就讲说，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
So when our Lord He taught the disciples on prayer, He taught them that the first word is, as we just sang in today's song, Hallowed be your name.
我相信彼得他是记得这句话。
I think Peter remembered this very well.
他听见这句话，这句话也在他的心里。
He heard this and he kept that in his heart.
到他年老的时候，他就劝勉那些基督徒，那些被圣名要成圣的人，他说心里要尊主基督为圣。
So now in his old age, he encouraged the Christians who are going through the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit to sanctify Christ as Lord in their hearts.
我们知道尊主基督为圣就是要单要敬拜他。
We know that that means we worship him only.
我们知道不敬拜假神，也不敬拜死人。
We will not worship idols or dead people.
我想这些在美国没有什么问题。
And this may not be a big deal here in the U.S.
但如果弟兄姊妹们要回到国内探亲，许多人也需要在暑假，这弟兄姊妹要回去探亲，那么在国内现在就很盛行了那个祭拜的事情。
But if you go back to China to visit your friends and family, you will run into certain idol worshipping activities.
特别如果是父母还没有信，那有些那就会有压力了。
I think especially if your parents are not believers, you'll probably experience more stress on that issue.
像我们几年前回国的时候，那么也是碰到这样的事，真的，那他们就要拜，也不是就是要去祭这个祖父或者是外祖父。
And a couple years ago, when I went back, I actually had a situation when they want to make a sacrifice for my grandparents.
Yeah. 感谢主，真的我们也借着祷告，真的后来我父母也没有。就让我们就是离开，我们也没有受这些压力。
And thank the Lord that after praying about it, that my parents they did not force me to go along with them.
但是去年我回去的时候，又碰到一件事，好像我学到一个功课。
And last year when I went back and visit, there was one thing that I learned a lesson from.
我嫂嫂的父亲。他之前过世了。
My sister-in-law's father, he passed away.
然后他们家就是很拜拜的。
And they have in their family, they have a tradition to.
然后他们家里面也有他父亲的一个灵牌跟这些。
And then they have something for his father. It's like a little piece of.Yeah, it's an ancestor worship.
然后，那以前也跟他们很熟了。
Although I was very close to them.
Before 就是来美国之前。那后来，那有一件事情，那么就上到我，就是那 上到他们家里面去，然后就有一个灵位在那。
So I had to go to their house, and then when I entered their house, they had this thing for the ancestors to worship.
那然后，那个我嫂嫂的妈妈她就说，哎，啊你要给她上一个香。
And then my sister-in-law's mother asked me to burn incense for.
那我们做基督徒当然知道是不能做这一件事。
And I know as a Christian I should not do this.
那时候我们知道国内做很多就是国内对这些一个盛行的一个做法，那就是鞠躬嘛。
So it is quite popular in China to make a bow.
所以我那时候也不是。我想那我们不上香呢，但因为，所以我们表示一下，我就想哦，那我就跟他鞠个躬。
Then so I thought, well, I will not burn an incense, but I can make a bow.
哎，但是当我那时候反正就这样想，也就这样做了。
And I went ahead and I did it.
但是当我做了以后，真的是里面就不平安。
But after that, I lost the peace in my heart.
Yeah, 就真的是很难过。
And I felt very uncomfortable.
哎，我想，哎，鞠躬也不行吗？
Well, then I asked myself, is it that I cannot even make a bow?
But 后来真的主给我一句话，我觉得哎，这可能是不好的。
But then I know that the Lord gave me His
好不好？我们也一起来看一下，约翰一书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
约翰一书第四章第四节，我们就看后面那一段好了。因为那在你们里面的比那在世界的更大。
We just look at the second part of verse 4, which says, the one who's in you is greater than the one who's in the world.
所以真的是，我就觉得这件事可能是要，真的是不应该的。
Then I deeply felt that there was something I should not have done.
这是让我自己一个失败的一个经验。
And this is a failure for me.
那我在想，如果我第二次要去，那我应该做什么呢？如果我又碰到这种情况、
oh, ，And then I ask myself, if I run into this kind of situation again, what should I do?
我记得以前林姊妹他们有跟我们讲到说，如果去，我们可以送鲜花，送鲜花。
And I remember that someone told me that.In that situation, you can actually bring some flour.
或者我们可以在那就是默哀。
Or you can just
spend
a few minutes in silence.
真的，我想真的是神他知道我们，他也让我们能够在这些里面能够学习这些功课，然后能够来成长。
Then I think the Lord really know us, and He will.Lead us to learn and grow through these different situations.
圣的第二个意思就是讲到圣洁无罪。
The second meaning of the holiness is pure and sinless.
那我们知道主耶稣他是神，但他又是那圣洁无罪的人。
We know that Jesus Christ, He is God. He's also man, yet without any sin.
然后在约翰福音第十章三十六节那里讲到说，他是神所分别为圣的。
And we also learn from John 10, chapter 10, verse 36, that He was sanctified by Lord, by God.
我们知道他来到地上，他本来是没有罪的。
He came to this world and he had no sin.
他本来是没有需要什么要悔改的。
And he has nothing to repent for.
但他却去受了那个施洗约翰那个悔改的礼，悔改的洗礼。
But he received the baptism of John, from John the Baptist, that is the baptism of repentance.
很多时候，有些信了主的人，他就会问，他说为什么要受洗？
And oftentimes, a new believer will ask why we would need to be baptized.
他们说信就可以了。信好像就得救了，为什么要受洗？
If we believe we're saved, is that not enough?
但我想，其中一个受浸的原因，我们看到这里是看到主耶稣他为我们立了这样的一个榜样。
And one of the main reasons is that we can see here that the Lord Himself set an example for us.
我们知道，当主耶稣来到约旦河要受施洗约翰洗的时候，他施洗约翰就拦阻他。
So when Jesus came by the River Jordan to be baptized by John, John was not willing.
约翰说，我应当受你的洗，你怎么反而到我这边来？
So John asked him, I need to be baptized by you. Why do you come to me?
耶稣就回答说，你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。
And Jesus answered him, Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness.
他虽然是圣洁无罪，然后他仍站在我们罪人的地位上来尽这诸般的义。
Although he is holy, he has no sin, but standing in a position as a man, he goes through this baptism.
然后在约翰福音十七章十九节那里也告诉我们，他说约稣为门徒的缘故，他就自己分别为圣。
And also in John chapter 17 verse 19, the Lord told us that for the sake of his disciples, he sanctified himself.
所以你看到这里有一个样式，是父神做了，然后他父神是将主耶稣基督分别为圣，是吧？但主他自己也做了，他也把他自己分别为圣。
So here you see the pattern that God the Father set Christ apart as holy, and even Jesus himself, as he sanctified himself.
同样的，耶稣也为我们成就了这样的白白的救恩。
And we know that Jesus fulfilled the salvation for us.
让我们信就得着。
Free to us, and if you believe, you shall receive.
但是对我们信的人，我们却有一个本分和责任。
But to us the believers, we do have a responsibility we need to bear.
这就是彼得所教导我们，他说要心里尊主基督为圣。
This is what Peter is teaching us here, that is to sanctify Christ as the Lord in your heart.
当主耶稣受施洗约翰的洗之后的两天，
2 days after Jesus was baptized by John,
我们知道那是第一次彼得遇见耶稣。
And that's the first time that Peter met Jesus.
我们知道施洗约翰就讲这是神的羔羊。
And John the Baptist told his disciple, Look, the Lamb of God.
然后彼得的兄弟安德烈他就听见了，他就去把彼得叫到耶稣的面前。
So Peter's brother Andrew, he heard this and He brought Peter to Jesus.
我们知道对彼得来说，那时候尊主为圣很简单。
And at that time it is quite easy for Peter to sanctify Christ as Lord.
In his heart. 当他听见安德烈说，他已经遇见了弥赛亚，就是遇见了基督。
Because Andrew told him, we have found Messiah.Christ.
我相信安德烈也告诉他说，比耶稣跟他说，你来看。
And also Andrew told Peter that Jesus invited us to come and see.
他就照着主的话去做了。
And then he obeyed the Lord's word and did so.
他就来到主的面前。
So he came to the Lord.
他看见了主。
And he saw the Lord.
他也听见了主对他说的话。
And he heard the Lord.
那个话是关乎彼得的一生的。
And those words had great impact on his life.
然后圣经第二次记载耶稣和彼得的事的时候，就是过后，然后比耶稣就在湖边行走，然后他看见彼得，他就呼召彼得来跟随他。
And not long after that, when Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Peter and he called Peter to follow him.
然后彼得也是听见了主说的话，然后他就跟随主。
And this time Peter heard the word of the Lord and he also followed him.
然后第三次，那就是我们开始所读过的，在路加福音第五章一到十一节这里。
And now there's a third time, that's what we read in Luke chapter 5. Just now.
我以前一直以为那里是记载跟第一次是呼召是一样的事。
I used to think that was just another description of the same thing as when Peter was called the first time.
然后来参加让武雷那个最近的那个主日学，哎，我知道，哎，这是两次。
But lately I learned from Brother Wu Lei through the survey of the gospel on Sunday school lesson. These are two different incidents.
如果你仔细去看，你发现真的是两次。
But if you read it carefully, you find out indeed there are two different incidents.
我们读过了，我们知道在那里耶稣就借用了彼得的船。
And this time, the third time, Jesus borrowed Peter's boat.
然后他就来向大众来讲。
And he used that to preach the word of God to the people around him.
我们知道我们的神从来不亏欠。
We know that our God will not in shortage of anything.
所以他用了，所以他就叫彼得说到水深之处来下网。
So he asked Peter to put the boat into the deep water and let down the net.
彼得他打了一个晚上的鱼，什么也没打到。
And before the night before, Peter worked all night. He didn't catch any fish.
但主耶稣本来是跟他说要打多数的网下去。
Actually, our Lord at that time told Peter to let down multiple nets.
但彼得，你说仔细看，他只撒了一个网。
But if you read carefully, you saw that Peter only cast down one net.
在 NIV 都是复数，但是你如果去看其他 King James Study 的那些，它就会分出来，那里是单数彼得撒的那个网。
You won't find it in the New International Version translation, but if you read the King James or the Darby translation, you see the distinction.
很多时候，我们想彼得好像他觉得他自己是一个打鱼的行家。
We know that Peter thinks that he is very experienced. He's a master of the fishing.
但主耶稣好像他只是一个夫子，或者他是一个木匠。
Well, he may thought at the time that our Lord Jesus, he's trained with carpenter and he may be a rabbi.
照着他的经验，他知道好像那里是没有鱼。
And according to his own experience, he didn't think there is any fish nearby.
但他也认识主有一些，然后他就对主说，照着你的话，他就撒了一个网。
But he had some knowledge of the Lord, so he said, Lord, since you say so, I'll cast down net.
我们知道我们的主，他真的是那宇宙万物的主，他好像吹一个口哨，然后那些鱼就来了。
And we know that our Lord is the Lord of the universe. If he just whistle, all the fish will come.
然后他们一打。就打了不只是一条船的鱼，而是那两条船的鱼。
There when they pulled up the net, they caught such large number of fish that it filled up two boats, not just one boat.
主耶稣顶多就欠彼得一条船的鱼，因为他打了一个晚上，顶多也就是一条船。
At most, Jesus only owed Peter a one boat load of fish because he worked all night in catching.
主他真的是不亏欠。
So that we know that the Lord, He will not owe us anything.
很多时候，主进到我们的生活的那个环境里面，让我们能够认识他是我们的主。
Oftentimes we found that our Lord entered our life so that we know that He's a Lord of abundance.
他进入我们的生活，让我们能够真实的来认识他是我们的主，好让我们里面能够来尊他为圣。
He entered our lives so that we know indeed He's our Lord, and then we know how to sanctify Him as the Lord in our heart.
彼得他经历了。
And Peter, he did experience this.
最后我也讲一点，真的是在这一个星上一个星期里面。我也在学这样的一个功课，心里尊主耶稣基督为圣。
Lastly, I also want to share with you in the past week how I learned in my own life to how to this lesson of sanctifying Christ as my Lord.
有些弟兄姊妹会知道 ，Well， 真的是，我想，本来我有一个 bad night， 一个死期。是在星期五的五点钟。
And some of you may knew that I was given a deadline of 5 o'clock last Friday to.
因为我想也是神的恩典，我想那个是我想今年我要申请这个评那个郑教授。
And that is to complete the portfolio for my promotion to a professor.
当我在回想在准备的时候，是在数算神的恩典。
So when I was prepared, that portfolio was prepared for that, I was counting God's blessings.
但是，我这个人有个坏毛病啊，什么事情都是做在最后一分钟。
But what I have one big shortcoming, I procrastinate.
这个方式以前 work.
And in the past, that had not given me much trouble.
It works just almost every time. 就差不多每次我都能完成。
Almost every time I can survive with procrastination.
其实七年前要评那个副教授跟那些也算 work 了。我连续工作了36个小时。然后最后 deadline 之前也交了上去。
And 7 years ago, when I was preparing the portfolio for my associate professorship, I worked round the clock for 36 hours, and I got it done last minute.
但这次我提前2个星期也开始在做。
And this time, even I started to work on that 2 weeks before the deadline.
但真的是做的没有我想象的那么快。
But the progress is very slow.
然后到了上星期天，我一看，哎呦，这个有5个部分，这个我才做了大概只有1个部分。
And last time,
然后还有好大的那些东西，那个时候我知道，即使我再连续做36个小时。我也做不完。
And last Sunday, I checked on my progress. I only did 1 out of the 5 sections, and I know this time, even I try to do the same trick of 36 hour round the clock, I won't be able to pull it.
就是最后那36个小时，而且那个时候就是一直下来就是特别疲倦。
And I felt very tired.
疲倦也罢，疲倦还睡不好觉。
And on top of that, I couldn't sleep very well.
然后也影响到太太也睡不好。
And then I also affect the sleep of my wife.
然后她睡不好嘛，你也知道有很多人知道，我们也搬家2个多月也实在很累。一累嘛，就很容易这个吵架。
And you know lately that we only moved about 2 months ago, so we both are very tired. And then when people are tired, they will quarrel.
但真的是，就这好长时间都不知道什么叫做这个惊慌跟害怕。
For a long time, I did not know what it feels to be frightened or nervous.
但那个时候真的是知道什么叫惊慌，什么叫害怕。
But at that moment, I truly felt it.
他说你，彼得前书那三章十四节，他那里却说，他说不要怕，也不要惊慌。
But then I remember that in 1 Peter 3:14 it says, "Do not fear and do not be frightened."
但有的时候这个话，这个好像平静了一阵子，但过一会儿又看到那么多的东西，又害怕又惊慌着。
When I read this, I found peace. But then when I look at these other things in my life, that fear came back.
真的，所以真的是去跟好几位弟兄，真的是跟季弟兄、冯牧师他们有些交通，真的是给我里面有很大的力量。
So I spent some time had fellowship with Pastor Bong and Brother
Chin. 为我祷告。
And they pray for me and give me encouragement.
现在我很感谢主，真的是借着弟兄姊妹们的祷告，后来睡觉是睡好了。
And thank the Lord after the brothers and sisters prayed for me, I started to sleep well.
这个我太太还帮我。
And my wife has been a great help for me.
因为我看到真的是有很多的东西，有些东西是很琐碎的，但要很花时间。但很感谢主，我太太后来我孩子也帮我。
And there's so much.
他们去星期三、星期五，他们真的是到学校帮我，在家里也帮我打很多那东西。
And there's so much to type, a lot of detailed stuff. So even my wife and my daughter, they both start to help me typing stuff.
哎呀，觉得真的是有太太、孩子帮助，心里面就觉得有力量。
And with their help, I felt peace in heart.
真的，后来也很奇妙，好像神好像也听了祷告。那星期三就收到一个 email， 那个人那个就说哦，那个 deadline 延期到下星期二。
So amazingly, God didn't hear my prayer. So Wednesday, I received an email telling me.
弟兄姊妹们的祷告。
Not just my prayer, all your prayers. That I received an email telling me that the deadline has been extended to next Tuesday.
所以这个虽然现在还没有做完，但是真的是感谢主。我们还是学习要
更努力。Even though I have not completed, I give thanks to Him.
所以，我想最后我们会唱一下诗歌505首。但最后那几句话是我里面这个星期的体会。原来真的是这个好，这个505首最后那几句啊，副歌里面他说生活有力。其实真的是上星期天跟前几天真的是生活是没有力，行路有光亮，行路是没有光亮，都是看到好像是做不完，都是黑暗，工作累但是却没有安息。但很感谢主，真的是借着弟兄姊妹们的祷告，也借着真的是看到那是这个赐诸般恩典的神，也经历到神他实在是蛮有恩典能够来带我们过去。
In the song we're going to sing 505 God has not promised sky is always blue, I especially felt some words are very true for me. That is, He gave us the strength for life, He gave us the light for walking. In my experience in the past week, I truly learned that He is the Lord of all graces. Praise
Him.
要准备请起立，我们唱505首。